Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, hour two of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel as we kick it around with sports and other things. So here's another topic for you, Barry. So baseball has looked around because there is several, I think it's South Korea, that's already going to do, they're doing games in which players are playing with masks on, no fans in the stands. The baseball players and the Players Association don't want to see the entire season get lost. They've been meeting with MLB. The latest idea from baseball, which is eyeing a May return, is that all 30 Major League Baseball teams will meet in Arizona. They will all be in hotels. They will only go to and from games. Otherwise, they will basically quarantine in place at the hotels. And they will play games without fans in several venues, including what used to be called the Bob, but the home of the Diamondbacks. And basically have, again, like an NBA Summer League format or a spring training format where you have all the teams present and no fans, and yet television will be there and they will actually play as much of the season as, however they kind of construct a schedule. Your thoughts?
So let's just start with the logistics of this thing. You got to get everybody there, which means they have to fly.
Yeah. Which for the most part.
So much for social distancing, unless you're going to, everybody's going to get their own row on a plane. And you're talking about a 25 man roster plus coaches, plus
bullpen guys, catchers. A lot of guys will fly private because they have the means to do so.
Well, maybe. I mean, this is baseball. Now this ain't basketball. These are dudes that make, you know, the league minimum is $500,000.
I'm saying, but you know, Bryce Harper
and I know that is a
Manny
lot of
Machado
money.
Are going to go private.
Sure. But I'm still saying you're going to need plenty of seats on a plane. Then you got to get there and get checked into the plane, right? So you have to travel there. Once you're there, you need a hotel. Well, that requires hotel workers that are going to clean. They're going to check you in. They're going to feed you. There's a lot going that has to take place for that. And they're going to come in contact with a lot of people. Not to mention, you're not going to be able to social distance on the benches themselves. The umpire and the catcher aren't 6 feet from each other. So I just, if they're going to follow these rules, it's going to be really difficult. I'm not suggesting they shouldn't do it anyways, but this whole notion that they're going to follow strict social distancing guidelines, it's not possible.
Well, here's one of the things you left out too, is the fact that all of them are going to have to leave their families. That's not going to go over well with them either, because of the fact that they know that this pandemic is serious business, and they know that the best case scenario to keep everybody safe is for them to be around their families. And then people said, well, then the families can travel too. Well, then it just adds to what you were saying, because now you've got more people in the hotels. And while they're playing games or at practice or whatever they're doing, then what's the, you know, the wife and the kids going to do? They're going to want to either get out or, you know, at the house, they could go from room to room. In the hotel, they'll be wandering. They'll be going other places. They'll come in contact with other people. It's just inevitable.
It is a big adjustment, especially to be on the road and not be able to have your side piece with you. So I do think you're right, though. It is a thing where, you know, you wonder about family. But at the end of the day, this is what keeps them in that comfy house and that driving that nice car. So sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. I like the notion of returning baseball, getting back to, because it gives you a sense that we're back to some normalcy if you could see some sort of sport being played. Even if there's no people in the stands, it's something people can watch. It would be good for baseball to be the center of attention. Like, I'm all for it. I just think that they need to be careful about
the expectations. They got to fine-tune it a lot.
Yeah. They need to be careful about the expectations that they set. And they said that they're working with the CDC and other people, and that's great. But you think about all the things that go into play to put on a baseball game. You know, you got never mind the whole camera crew and everybody involved with that. You've been in those rooms where the boards are. That's not 6 feet separating up the producer from the board op from everybody else. This is going to be interesting
how
they handle
this. TV truck is just a cluster of people in a small working environment. Yeah. But from a
radio,
standpoint of
side-by-side,
just take a page out of NFL free agency and what's coming with the draft. When you're the only game in town that's operating normally to some degree, all the attention's on you. And you know baseball would love, because this is their time anyway. They should have a majority of it. They would love the fact that if they did this from a viewership standpoint, it would go through the roof. Because as you and I were talking about the other day, the clamoring for any kind of sports is just nationwide, where they'd probably watch the Ocho right now and be dialed in, because it would be some kind of competition that could take pass the time and take their time off of being so worried about everything else going on. I think baseball wants to do this simply and solely from the standpoint of, this is our time to shine anyway, and we would love to be the only game going, and so would our TV partners, because the ratings would be through the roof.
I did see this in an article. I think you might have put it in the rundown too, but Jeff Passan had wrote about this. Mm-hmm. And he wrote some things that are on the table. It said, among the possibilities that have been discussed among people from both sides, meaning the Players Association and Major League Baseball, though not in the talks on Monday, this is according to his sources, one is implementing an electronic strike zone to allow the plate umpire to maintain sufficient distance from the catcher and batter. So they thought about that.
Uh-huh.
Good. No mound visits from the catcher or pitching coach. They thought about that. Good. 7-inning doubleheaders, which with an earlier than expected start date could allow baseball to come closer to a full 162-game season. I am not on board with that at all.
I'm not either.
Regular use of on-field microphones by players as an added bonus for TV viewers. I am all in on that. 1,000%.
But here's the thing. As a viewer, I am too. If you're a baseball guy, you're 100% against it.
True, because those games count, but
yep.
There's a little less distraction. I think you could probably mic the catcher, even though he's not going to be talking. Now, remember, it's them mic. You don't. It's not necessarily a two-way conversation, especially while the game's going on, like the All-Star game. You might be able to talk to him in between innings, but you would still get the communication between a center fielder and a second baseman on a pop-up in shallow center field or something.
Mm-hmm.
Players sitting in the empty stands 6 feet apart. The recommended social distance space instead of in the dugout. So, okay, good. They thought of that as well. So it looks like baseball has thought of some of these things or most of these things. But that would be weird too, because you know as well as I do, how are you going to be able to steal signs and bang trash cans if everybody's in the stands? So it's just not going to.
Now, did you see, by
Astros
the way,
Astros are going 0-162. Oh.
The Taiwan, I think it's the Taiwan Baseball League is doing. They're doing no fans, so one of the teams has robot mannequins that they're going to fill the stands with.
What?
So that it looks and appears and feels like there are fans in the stands for their home games.
Okay, that's not only is that creepy, but that's expensive.
And how many players, just out of curiosity, during the game, don't just go, hey, babe, what are you doing after the game?
Yeah.
You want my autograph?
Now, That's I don't like that idea at all for several reasons. One, it's just unnecessary. And today's ability to create, you know, computer graphics, just put an overlay.
Yeah.
Go back to a
previous just green game. Screen the whole backside.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to a previous game, get a crowd shot, and just overlay it and use that technology.
Well, because you know what, Barry, I don't think a lot of people realize this, but in baseball, especially if you're at the game and you're watching and you see a lot of times that there's just a green panel behind home plate when you're at the game. That's just so on TV they can superimpose ads that they're selling. And I think a lot of people that just aren't, you know, up to speed with broadcasting stuff aren't aware of that. But it's the same way that in the World Series and in the playoffs that Fox was superimposing a logo on the green batter's eye wall in center field at Minute Maid.
Yeah.
They're looking for every opportunity to capitalize from a financial standpoint with these TV deals. And so the same way they do that with ads, you're right. They should just do the same thing for crowd shots.
How awesome would it be, though, you're watching a baseball game and you're hearing the crowd heckle the umpire, but it's an automated strike zone, but it's being heckled from a mannequin. So it's like, he sounds like a speak and spell where he's like, hey, Blue, you suck. What are you, a human?
Sounds like one of those IRS robocalls that we've been getting lately.
But then, like, it's an automated strike zone, so he's literally heckling his own gender, his own kind, because he's a mannequin. Oh, this is going to be awesome. I'm down for this.
There's just a lot of possibilities. You got to believe it's going to be a work in progress, but that's what the baseball officials are going to hate, the general managers and the baseball departments of every team. It's one thing if you're screwing with all these things and adjusting on the fly because it's spring training. It's another thing when the games count.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting how they try and work all this out, because there's still a whole lot of details that they have to iron out. Because, I mean, again, when decisions are made like this regularly for a league, it takes months and years. It doesn't take, you know, a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden you go, hey, we're going to do this, and then we can just, you know, make adjustments as we go. No, that's
Here's the other thing that you have to consider if you're trying to rush sports back. You know, the whole reason you're rushing sports back is because you have TV contracts and ad revenue. Well, guess what? Right now, with the economy as low, people aren't spending as much money on advertising.
Yeah, true.
I guess some is better than none, but
think about it. When they know how high the ratings are going to be, and it's the only sport going where everybody's eyes are going to be on it, there's going to be people, especially major corporations, are going to jump on it. The soda, the beer companies, soda companies, things like that, they're going to jump all over it.
True.
So, all right, we got plenty more show to get to. Lots of other things on the agenda, but there's something on your mind you want to get on your chest, you want to share it with us, 713-780-3776. You can call that number, text that number. You can hit us on Twitter. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the people at Apollo Men's Health, because they're open and they are going strong, and they can help you guys when it comes to men's health issues. If you just don't have the energy you once had, you're trying to get on a workout plan, and you just don't have that get up and go anymore, or your get up and go got up and went in the bedroom, or otherwise, especially with all this time home with your family, and you're looking for more energy, Apollo Men's Health is here to help. They have regular testosterone therapy, and they can set you up in a jiffy. But also, because there's a lot of people on the go with a lot going on, that, and especially with the conditions with the coronavirus, you might not feel comfortable going in for weekly visits to the office at Apollo Men's Health. Well, they have cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy, which actually reduces the amount of visits you have to make to them, but it maintains the overall wellness in a more convenient way. They also offer body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy. Simply put, any way they can increase your overall quality of life, they're there to help. Because remember, your health is your wealth. So you invest in yourself. Call 832-664-9966, 832-664-9966, or go to their website, apollomh.com, to book your first appointment. Most major insurance accepted, and discounts for military personnel and first responders.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the first half of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I appreciate it, you guys listening, wherever you may go on this Tuesday, trying to hunker down and practice social distancing. I did go for a run last night, and there were plenty of people that were not practicing social distancing along the way, which concerned me to some degree, but a lot more people wearing the masks. The more I'm out, the more I'm seeing both in the car, and Nick, I don't know what you, since you're driving more than us, but I am noticing now most people in the cars even have the masks going, and definitely in, within stores and even out and about.
Yeah, exercising too when they're jogging. They're wearing the mask. So
it's, really?
Yeah. In my neighborhood, they're jogging with a mask.
I'm not doing that because I spit too much.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously something. The whole social distancing thing is so real because it seems from the number of cases that it is really airborne. So no one's taking chances. I mean, in front of my house, there's so much field and a massive, there's so much room to walk around, and people are like hundreds of yards away from each other, and they're still wearing masks. So I don't really wear it. I wear gloves a lot, but I don't really wear masks.
The rubber gloves?
Yeah, like the latex.
Yeah. Well, did you see the story on the news, fellas, that this is now a thing too, that people are practicing the right hygienic thing to do when going into stores? And then when they get out of the store, they're just ripping off the gloves and throwing them on the parking lot and doing the same thing with the wipes and stuff. And now it's like a biohazard all over the parking lot, because at night when these cars clear out, the grocery stores are left with like tons of like gloves laying all over, sanitary wipes, all these different things. It's like, come on, people. I mean, just clean up your own mess.
That doesn't surprise me. People are awful half the time. That to hear that they're doing something like that, I'm not surprised.
How difficult is it when you leave the store at checkout? You get a plastic bag. In a lot of cases, they let you grab, you know, when you're, especially if you're doing self-check or whatever, but they're all sitting right there. Grab one extra bag right before you get in the car. As soon as you open the door, take the gloves off, throw them in the bag. Tie a knot in the bag so it ain't going anywhere. You've done your job. You've got everything there, and you just toss it in the trash can when you get home.
Yeah, seems pretty easy, right? To respect somebody else, especially
right.
Somebody
and no
providing
one's
you
doing
with,
it.
With food and sustenance. It would seem that it would help keep your costs down as a consumer if they didn't have to pay people to clean the parking lot.
Right.
No, people are dumbasses in general. People are idiots.
Then you got to be that guy that's really in the line of fire that cleans up all that stuff, for one.
Yeah.
And for two, the two different news stories I saw, based on them trying to get dramatic and get shots of the stuff on the ground, I swear to God, three or four of the shots, I was like, why are there condoms on the ground? Because it was like... Yeah, because you couldn't see the fingers
safety
and the
first.
Thumb of the glove. It was just like, look what's on the ground, and they zoom up real quick, and I'm like, damn, looks like there's condoms. Just doesn't look like gloves.
Yeah, there's also a way to take your gloves off, by the way, that if you just pull them, if you take one glove off and then you use your free hand to grab the other glove, it's pointless. Now it's on your hands and you felt safe because you had gloves on. If you don't do that the right way, I saw an article that said people are wearing gloves like all day, the same pair. Like literally you would have to put on a pair of gloves, go grocery shopping, take them off. When you left, wash your hands, get home, put on another pair of gloves, unload your groceries, take them off, and then wash your hands. But if you're not doing that, then it's pointless. If you're wearing the same gloves the whole day, you're basically just spreading it using the gloves instead of your hands, and it gives you a false sense of security.
Well, it's
the
same
best thing at this point. Just wash your hands constantly. If you if you change environments, wash your hands.
It's the same thing with the masks. People think, well, I'm going to wear the same mask all day or multiple days. Well, no. Now you're not doing anybody, including yourself, any favors because of the fact that you're supposed to – the masks that are disposable mean that you only wear them once, one time out, and then you have to toss them. And if you're wearing the cloth masks, They're washable for a reason. A lot of them have filters that are replaceable because they said if you wear the, you know, you wear it to the store one day and then you just put it by the back door and you wear it when you go back outside the next day, you're just spreading. You're not doing anything to prevent it. So yeah. People got to be smarter.
Yep.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Wearing those gloves, like there's like different, it's like 100 different degrees of gloves, like in terms of latex and ones that protect you. And there's those ones that are like, they can actually tear as you put them on your hand. Like, you know how cheap those are. And then there's ones that they use like when you're slow cooking or doing barbecue. There's ones that mechanics and like technicians use. Those are expensive. Mm-hmm. So if you sit there and take, because I completely agree with Barry, you do have to take off those gloves because it does not make any sense for you to wear the same pair of gloves. That's just dumb. But that's going to get expensive. And I don't really see gloves anywhere. So I'm running short. You know what I'm saying? Not that it's a desperate need. Like, I'm washing my hands a lot, too. I usually go to the store, and I just max out that limit. I buy two things of hand soap. I've got about 5 or 10, probably like 8 or 10 bottles now. And that's what I do, wash my hands. Because when I see someone, like, at the gas station or something like that, it doesn't make me necessarily feel any better that he's wearing gloves because he's used that same pair of gloves to take money and exchange hands with about 1,000 other people.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I have a couple of small bottles of hand sanitizer in my car. So if I get in out of the car, as soon as I get in, first thing I do is hand sanitizer. You know, if there's a station as I'm leaving whatever business I was at, at the grocery store, they have hand sanitizer as you're leaving.
Well, so, Lowe's, you know, that's why we said Lowe's and Home Depot are the sneaky possible outlet to get hand sanitizer and wipes because they have a full station in and out with the wipes and the sanitizer, which you got to use. Yeah. But the problem is the workers there are wearing the gloves Nick are talking about, like the heavy duty gardening gloves with like the, you know, almost like glorified batting gloves, but they have, you know, like a suede, like a leather palm and all these other things. It's like, well, just because they're thicker gloves, that means your hand's protected, but you have to sanitize the surface because, like you said, you have to still take them off and touch them every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's just unavoidable. At the end of the day, the safest bet is just to wash your hands and use hand sanitizer constantly. That's it. Every time, and that's what I saw was every time you change environment. So if you leave to go get gas in the car, you wash your hands before you leave. When you get to the pump, you hand sanitize, and after you're done, you get home, you wash your hands. That's the safest thing you can do at this point.
Well, and those of you that think it's excessive, then don't go out.
Wipe down the handle on your car and your steering wheel. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. By the way, we were talking baseball. I just wanted to give a shout out to Justin Verlander because he's donating his paycheck to different charities each week. As you know, baseball signed a deal where they each get $4,775 a day for 60 days. He's donating that to charities each week. So good for him.
Yeah, we've got some sound on that we could possibly get to, but I saw the video that he and Kate Upton did, and they said they also want to bring attention to
those. Oh, did
they
do a video too? That's cool.
Yeah, they did a video on social media, and they said that they also, as part of donating it, whoever they donate to, they want to highlight that charity so that people are aware of what those people are out there doing, and maybe they might be enticed to help even more. So good stuff from Justin Verlander. All right, we'll continue to roll on with lots more on the show. Look, first half gone, second half next. Lots more in the second half coming up right here on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here comes the second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday as we roll through. We were talking before the break about Justin Verlander. He and Kate Upton, his wife, went to social media 2 days ago, I believe. And as Barry alluded to before the break, there is money available for every player on a big league roster so that it can kind of fill the void until they get back to playing and get back to their regular checks. Verlander is amongst a group of the major leaguers that's getting, like Barry said, almost $5,000 a day for 60 days, total $286,500. So I guess it's that salary and not his true contract. But regardless, it's a hell of a gesture that, you know, the two of them posted the video and basically tried to explain the fact that they want to do something good, give back. Nick, do we have the audio?
Hey, everyone. So just found out that MLB is going to be providing us a paycheck for the next couple of months. Obviously, this is an extremely difficult time for the entire world. There's so many people that are in need, whether it's those that are on the front lines battling this disease head on or someone who's at home and has lost their job and needs to provide basic necessities such as food and water. So we have decided to donate that paycheck.
Yes, we're going to pick an organization every week who's doing really good work right now and donate the entire week's paycheck to that organization. We'll also be highlighting the organization that we choose so that everyone can see the amazing work they're doing right now.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll be announcing the first organization as soon as we receive the first paycheck. Mm-hmm. And everybody stay safe out there.
Really cool.
Yep.
Really cool.
I think it's cool because obviously, you know, he's getting those paychecks and, you know, from what I've gathered on SportsCenter and all the other reports, the topic of discussion in terms of the NBA is not so much about when the league is going to, you know, get back going, but more about the dynamic of how much they're going to get paid, who's not going to get paid, how much they have to forego in terms of revenue and in terms of compensation, because that right now is more important. So the fact that he's actually still getting a paycheck, it should be an easy decision, and that's exactly what he's doing. Completely different dynamic for baseball players, but I think it's super cool.
I agree with you. I mean, and that's the thing. Regardless, because some people are going, well, he's going to make blah, 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 blah. He's not giving enough. You know what? He's doing more than most. And until you're doing something and have somebody else being able to sit out there from the outside and critique what you do, just, you know, tip your cap and give thanks and move on.
Because my favorite thing was Raheel said this, I think. And I thought it was so true because people are so quick to be like, oh, well, he's worth X amount. He should be giving more. Raheel said, unless you're going to post how much you make on every year and how much you donate to charity, then stop it. Because people are so quick to spend everybody else's money. This dude is giving up $5,000 a week to somebody else that he could be putting in his pocket. Let's break it down to numbers that us on, you know, in the normal world would deal with. Let's say your company was going to say, hey, we're going to give you an extra $50 a week. Would you turn around and take it and go, well, I'm already getting my normal check, so let me give this $50 to somebody else? Hell no. Every one of us would put it in our pocket.
Exactly.
But don't judge just because he's worth millions and he's donating thousands. It's still an amazing show of compassion and charity to do that.
Totally agree. And again, you know, don't knock it till you've tried it. And that's the other, and to Raheel's point, which is spot on, so many people are so hypersensitive about what they make. And they don't want their salary out there. And they don't think it's anybody's business. Well, guess what? Athletes have to deal with that every single day. Because every day through a Google search, you can know exactly what that player is making, what they're worth. There's a ton of people that are like that. Whether you like it or not, it's out there.
I Googled Joel Blank net worth. Let's see what pops up.
$4.63.
Nothing about your net worth, bub.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys have heard it yet, not or seen it, but Jim Adler does a TV commercial now where he doesn't yell. And it's the most awkwardly odd thing out there because it is a slow-talking, gruff, Southern twang.
No.
Oh my God. It's totally like.
Is he like behind a desk sitting in a chair? He's like, hello. Jim Adler.
I think he shows a lot of scene, you know, a lot of pictures and a lot of video of people like helping people and things like that. And he's just like, during this time, we are here to make sure y'all get through this well. And I'm going, oh, no. Go back to yelling, Jim. Get the hammer.
Please, please. Hammer COVID-19.
We hammered him for 18 days and 63 minutes. It's gone.
Big hammer.
That's what I want.
I love it. You finally did it at the house. What did the dog do?
Yeah,
you at least
I tried
put
to tip the
microphone up?
Down a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
18 it days and 63
29
minutes.
29 days and 63 minutes, but we hammered him and the coronavirus is gone.
Coronavirus. Oh, that's so good, dude. Oh,
mess
my
with
goodness.
Me, Corona. I'll take your ass.
That is outstanding. That is outstanding. Oh, that's good times.
So you saw Hard Knocks is coming back, and this year, a little different twist, they're doing both L.A. teams at the same time.
You good with this?
I'm all right with it. I like it from the standpoint of we've all talked about how much we love Hard Knocks. And I think that the more you get, the better in terms of you like to learn about the personalities. You like to follow the certain storylines. You like some of the inside of practice. If you get two teams for the price of one, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I kind of like it too. I'm going to be interested to see how they handle it and chop it up. Are they going to double the length of the episodes? Are they going to extend this, you know, the series and make it longer because
it's
got
an interesting
teams?
Question. It would be great if, and I don't know if they have the production, you know, people and everybody else available to where you could do an hour on each team and obviously control more of the market ratings and content. By doing that, like, say, what I think they come on Tuesdays. Tuesdays, instead of 1 hour, it being 2 hours and 1 hour for each team would be awesome. But my inkling is to believe they're just going to do 1 hour and split it between the two teams.
Okay. Well, that'll kind of suck, but all right.
Yeah, I hope that their thought is that they're going to expand the amount of programming they get out of it. Because obviously, I mean, to have both teams at your disposal like that, it's got to be something where you would think they could create new content rather easily.
Yeah, I would. It would be interesting if they could figure out a way to kind of do a parallel. Like, okay, this is the team meeting for the Chargers. This is the team meeting for the Rams. You know what I mean? Like, this is that would be pretty interesting.
So the quote is: "Be special to figure out the creativity for a supersized series this summer featuring both teams." Because both teams are scheduled to move into the new SoFi Stadium. They'll also be sharing Hard Knocks, not just a stadium. It would be this would not be the Rams' first time on the show. They did it in 2016. Chargers have never done it, but they are still working out the details. NFL Films, which produces the HBO show, would be excited to have not one but two teams, and it would be, in the words of one source, special to figure out the creativity.
Interesting.
I would love it if they got more content, more shows, or longer shows because of it. Because, like I said, the fact that you get up close and personal with two teams, I just think that that's what football fans are after.
Yeah, that's probably. I think it's no matter what, at least it's something. Now, the other question is going to be, is there going to be an NFL training camp? Is there going to be? Because if depending on when they get back and when the social distancing is goes away, that may not be a thing anyway. So what is Hard Knocks going to do at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I think they got to have training camps. I think obviously they'll be adapted to, you know, time frame and other things that they're forced to deal with. But I still got to believe they'll have some form of training camp and. You know, and
it just may not be the normal time, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the normal,
exactly.
It just be delayed. Okay, yeah.
Because there's, I mean, and again, the more obviously everybody's searching for content, and so everybody's doing interviews and talking all the time. The guy that there's a couple one person today said they think to really make sure you don't miss anything from the college football season, they need to wait till January. No. Because that's bowl season already and playoff time. You can't wait that long. And then you got Herb Street out there basically saying he doesn't think that there's any way that they are going to and should have a college football this year and or pro.
He doesn't think they should?
No, and I think that's too much. And Kirk, by the way, be careful because you said that like a week ago. And now, today, they're saying one of the options ESPN is pondering for Monday Night Football in terms of the redo is to have Fowler and Herbstreit do Monday Night Football. And Herbstreit said, as long as I don't have to give up college football because it's my passion and I love it, I'd be in for doing Monday Night Football as well. Would you like the fact, because I think they do a great job on college football with the exception that you and I have talked about, Herbie should never be doing Ohio State games.
No.
But are you okay with them also doing NFL games and doing Monday night?
I think Herbstreit, when he doesn't do Ohio State games, is really good.
I do, too.
That wouldn't bother me. I think it'd be better than what they have now. Although, I don't mind Joe Tessitore. I just didn't like – Booger, I wasn't a big fan of.
You know me and Joe don't mix with the nicknames. But otherwise, from his play-by-play, it's fine. What did they do? Oh, the Saints-Falcons game from right after Katrina – was on last night on Monday Night Football, and it made you remember how good Mike Tirico is he used to do NFL football.
Oh, he's missed. He is missed.
Yeah, it
missed.
Must be the microphone, right, Barry?
Get on our level, Joel.
Yeah, I got to do something. All right, what we're gonna do right now is we're going to continue to move on because we're knee-deep in hour number two of the three-hour show, which means we'll take you all the way till 4 o'clock with lots more to get to. Something on your mind you want to get off your chest, offer it up, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment, hour number two. It is a three-hour program, so still plenty more to get to, including you if you want to join us. But we are rolling through a Tuesday on the show, having a lot of fun, covering a lot of ground, sports and otherwise, as we normally do.
Hey, I can't really get into White Magic's text, but just know it wasn't flattering, as usual. But White
to
Magic
us
is
or
checking
everybody?
In. You know who.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he did check in, so what's up and shout out to White Magic.
Appreciate you listening, brother. Stay safe.
Somebody wanted to know, will Joel go insane if there's no Packers this season?
I'm going insane because there's no sports. I mean, I don't think you have to limit to just the Packers. Sure. I'll tell you what really will piss me off is because you know how the NFL schedule works, and it's once every, I think, 4 or 5 years that – you know, the Packers and Texans would play. The fact that it's going to be in Houston this year, and I'm very much looking forward to not having to travel somewhere to see them play. If the schedule was scrapped and that game went off the schedule and didn't happen, that would definitely piss me off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I look, you guys know I go to probably one road game a year and try and make it home for a game. And if I didn't have to travel and had the road game in my backyard, I was jazzed about that. And if that goes by the wayside and we know that next year they won't have the same schedule and the same opponents and all those things, that would suck.
So no season and you're going to be pissed.
Look, no golf
because
season
no
I'm
season,
gonna be pissed.
No what? Golf season?
Yeah, any like you said, anything. I miss sports on TV. I miss sports in general. So whatever,
I mean, specifically, if there's no Packers season, you are going to be an angry bird.
Sure.
Correct.
Okay. I love the season. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I get it. I guess I'm not maybe that passionate about any of the teams here that I'm going to be so angry.
What, you're not going to be all upset and bent bent out of shape if there's no Chiefs season?
I mean, we had a good run. You see that we had a good run last year.
Uh-huh.
So. You know, no, at least because you know what it means for another year. We get to claim world champions. That's what it is. So I'm going to be fine with
you
that
in the Chiefs harem.
Because the Chiefs will be world champs for two straight years. Technically, that's the thing. So
is it a Chiefs harem? A Chiefs tribe? Is that what you call it?
Probably a tribe. I don't know.
It's actually called the Chiefs Kingdom, sir. Nick and I have had to remind you several times. Get your fandomonium straight.
I will. I'm still learning how to be a Chiefs. I'm still learning how to cheer for a winning team, so it's difficult.
Okay. See what you did there.
Thanks.
Any more texts?
There was no, that's it. There was the rest of them were,
This was interesting. Ron Rivera was quoted as saying that the Redskins hotly pursued both tight end Austin Hooper and wide receiver Amari Cooper, saying they were in it, talking a substantial amount of money, and went all the way to the bitter end when he decided to return to the Cowboys. He said it was a tough one for them to swallow because they'd love to have him as part of what they were trying to do, and they believed he'd have been a great veteran presence in the locker room, especially with the young guys. You felt good about having him and Austin Hooper. It would have been a huge coup, but it didn't work out. Man, I mean, good for him to be able to pursue the guys he wanted. Obviously, this contradicts a bunch of people, including Rex Ryan, that were saying that Amari Cooper was a huge distraction, didn't run routes, was, you know, not a real team player. But for me, it's kind of like the Redskins will be Redskins. They will always look to overspend for a guy that's already past his prime and never going to do for them what they did for their previous team, i.e. Josh Norman and other guys. But maybe Ron Rivera's already got his Dan Snyder's ear to be able to do it the way he wants to do it.
That's the thing. You don't go out and get a guy like Ron Rivera and then ignore him.
Right.
You know, I get it if you're getting kind of an untested or maybe a Jay Gruden type, but Ron Rivera is so well respected throughout the NFL. And I think people hold him and his opinions and his abilities in high regard. So I wouldn't put it past Daniel Snyder to do something dumb like ignoring him. But it is good to see, maybe, especially if you're a Redskins fan, it's good to see that, man, maybe we're trending in the right direction already.
Yep. Yeah, you hope so, you know, from a Redskins perspective. But I think a lot of Cowboy fans and others enjoy the fact that when you play the Redskins, no matter what kind of talent they've signed or what they've done, that you could always guarantee that they were going to find a way to pee down their leg enough to blow it. But every dog has his day. Maybe they're turning it around, and that would be a good thing because they've been down for a long time.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant would be happy. He's a huge Redskins fan.
Is he?
Yeah. Matter of fact, when I went to the one, speaking of going to road games, last time I went to the road game at Lambeau and saw the Redskins, Kevin Durant was there on the Redskins sidelines for that game.
Really?
Travels. Yeah, he's a big photography guy. And so he gets a press pass so that he can actually shoot pictures during the games. And he goes to a lot of road games as schedule permits for the Redskins during the season.
That's kind of cool, actually. You know,
yeah.
He's following something he's passionate about and loves, and that's his sports team and photography. Good for him. He's not.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities don't do anything like that. They're like, well, I don't want to be out there. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to do, you know, whatever. But he's like, no, I like this. I'm going to do it. That's cool.
Yeah. And it was weird, too, because Anthony Davis, the Brow, I didn't know this. He's a huge Packer fan. He goes to a lot of Packer games, including like during the season in cold weather. And I'm like, if I'm the Lakers, I'm probably not liking the fact that he could get pneumonia or something sitting out for 3.5 hours in that weather. But I like the fact that he's a Packer fan.
Hey, I did skip one text and I apologize because it was for you. Somebody texted and said, I love the Adler stuff. Love the show.
Oh, cool.
So I didn't want to skip that. And there is a long talk text, but we'll save that for the 3 o'clock hour because that's when, you know, that's when the ratings are the highest. So I know everyone wants to hear it.
Yeah. No.
That's a bitches.
Yeah. Good job, Nick. Team blank.
Hey, Team blank. Bless it. Did you ever take a picture of your liquor cabinet?
I went and looked at it.
And?
I told Nick we were running short on time, so I will get it. But even more good brands than even originally thought of. Smirnoff, Bacardi, Crown, lots of good ones. So, first of all, the listeners and you can both suck it, but Nick's going to want to suck that cabinet because there's a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, God, that took a turn.
Whoa, hell.
Not Nick, Nick's just what's in the cabinet.
Suck that cabinet?
Yeah.
What? What on earth? That is the weird. Is that a? Is that what you nicknamed your junk?
Nope.
That is the weirdest thing to say. Nick's going to want to suck that cabinet.
When he sees all the booze in it? Yeah.
Wow. That was awkward. That was a weird way to say that. He'll drink it. That's... So you're not going to take a picture of it?
I am going to when we have another break. I will. It's above the refrigerator.
We brought that up in hour number one. It's about
Barry,
the
I'm doing all
three.
Your PR work. I'm booking my wife for your show.
That's
I'm
true.
Doing all these different
my
things.
My bad. You know, I'm team blank.
I got to take a leak in some breaks. Come on.
I'm team blank, bro. I'm team blank.
Don't
okay,
patronize
my bad.
Me.
Everybody's. I'm not patronizing you. You got me Lisa Hernandez for my live chats. I'm not patronizing you. This is a good,
I heard that chick used to do TV. Yeah, she's all right.
That's a good get.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you have it. By the way, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have debuted their new uniforms. We can talk about that in the final hour. You guys are probably going to want to kick around the fact that your boy Dana White has secured a private island for fights, both in the near future and for fights to come. He's looking to do like a week's worth of fights at a time, possibly. So lots of stuff to discuss in the final hour of the show. And if you want to be a part of it, hey, that HR&P listener line wide open for you, 713-780-3776. A lot of you are texting. If you want to feel and want to hear your voice on the air, you can call as well. Otherwise, hit us on Twitter. Final hour comes up next. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.